This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. From its national headquarters in Cotati, the Animal Legal Defense Fund has been advocating for the interests of pets, livestock, and other animals since 1979, often by filing suit to protect individual animals. Executive Director Stephen Wells says one recent success involved a dog breeder in North Carolina who had become a hoarder.
Hoarding is when people take on way too many animals than they can care for, and they live in horrible conditions. And because animals are considered property, they can't actually be represented directly. But through a unique North Carolina statute that allowed public, other than public prosecutors, to civilly enforce the state's cruelty law, we were able to file that case when local prosecutors wouldn't.
That case resulted in a new legal precedent, at least in North Carolina. But Wells says that's not their only measure of success.
We filed a lawsuit against a chimpanzee trainer in L.A. who abused the chimpanzees in his care. The case settled, but the victory was we got all four of the chimpanzees in his care out, and they went to permanent lifelong sanctuaries. Those kinds of victories sustain us.
The ALDF has also pursued cases closer to home, here in California.
We filed against a factory farming operation called Cork Pork, the pork producer. What we were filing against was their use of gestation crates, which are where they lock down pregnant sows in these metal crates so that they can't move around. As it turns out, that case settled. I give that as representation that we don't file cases based so much on what type of animal. We base it more on where we can advance the law.
Meanwhile, Wells notes that core issue may get decided at the ballot box, not in court.
We're a supporter of Proposition 2 in California. Interestingly, that proposition will outlaw the gestation crates along with veal crates for calves and battery cages for laying hens.
Regardless of the outcome of that measure, Wells believes that livestock and agricultural issues will be a big focus of changes in the near future.
One of the biggest areas that's going to be ripe for legal change is the area of factory farming, where we have institutional cruelty that most people find truly abhorrent, but over the years has just become standard practice within the industry. There's more and more challenges to this as people become aware of how animals are treated. And I think that's going to happen through legislation and propositions like Prop 2 and through some litigation as well.
Still, it's likely that the ALDF will always have battles to fight on behalf of individual animals.
We have filed a lawsuit against the USDA to enforce a directive that the USDA had from Congress to provide enrichment activities for chimpanzees in captivity and trying to give them at least a better life while they're being caged and kept in experiments.
It may seem odd to have a chimp or a sow or a dog as a legal client, but Wells says that's just a natural extension of humankind's long empathy for other species.
As far as I know, there's no limit to our potential for compassion, and animals are certainly a concern and have been probably since the dawn of time, and people are concerned about the welfare of animals, and this is what we do.
You can hear Stephen Wells talk about some additional legal issues involving animals on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.